Hello, listeners. In interest of getting this podcast out as quickly as possible, I've decided not to go through and edit every little section of this episode. So there might be little pieces here and there that have a little pause here and there, because I usually try to cut those out. I apologize if there are a lot of them. As far as I remember, we were pretty on the ball throughout the whole of this hour and a half episode, so I hope that I'm not forgetting any important moments. But I just wanted to get the episode up as quickly as possible. Again, I'm sorry that this one actually took longer than expected to actually get out there in general. But on the plus side, last year we did the finale for Season 2 all the way in September, whereas this year we're only, like a week and a half late for the finale. So we're doing better than we did last year. So just hope you enjoy. I paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face.
Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Oral Intensity, a Glee podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dylan.
And today we're talking about the final two episodes of season 3, entitled...
Nationals and Goodbye.
Yep. Alright, it took us so long to do that intro. I don't have it written out. We have a very ghetto version of an outline this time, because I just typed it up on my iPod.
And that totally made you forget how to say the word oral.
Yeah, I couldn't say oral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I didn't have the intro written out.
I know. It screws
in my head. So, yeah, we have, like, the emails on our iPods and the songs written down and stuff. So, we're doing it a little bit different than usual, because I kind of just, like, wrote down notes as I was watching the episodes, so we're just going to go in chronological order. Chronological order.
Oh, words.
Yes. instead of just, like, doing it by storyline, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think makes some sense. All right. So, let's just get right into Nationals. How would you have graded Nationals?
Ooh. Well, we were talking before, and we said not very much happened in this episode. I don't know. It felt like...
If you take the songs out, there's, like, what, 15 minutes of...
I know. What happened? So I guess I'd give it a B. Okay. But it was very exciting, so that's why my grade's a little higher than I usually would have given it, I think.
Okay. I mean, I'm probably gonna... I can't really find much to fault this episode for.
Yeah.
I probably would give it an A-. I'm pretty happy with most of it. We'll get into some issues. I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect by saying it's an A-, but I guess... I have to give it an A-, because I guess it affected me very emotionally.
Yeah,
and it felt very season 1 to me when I first saw it.
Watching
it again isn't quite as impactful as the first time.
I think you've convinced me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it felt very season 1. It also, I mean, I have this written down at the end of the discussion for this, but I'm just going to say it now. I feel like this could have been the series finale.
Oh, yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like, I mean, I'm going to hold up judgment on this until we see season 4. But I feel like this should have been.
I know.
The series finale.
3 seasons of.
Yeah. I mean, just because everything that we were building up to is wrapped up.
Everything was wrapped up.
Will has his moment. Will and Emma are fixed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not obvious that Rachel's going to get in, but it's pretty clear that like, after the whole Jesse conversation.
Yeah, it could have been if they just kind of wrapped it all up.
But basically, if this had been the season finale... And then the show had been canceled. I don't think anybody would have had, like, a problem with the way it ended.
Yeah, it was a good ending.
Yeah, you know, it ended with Queen the way, you know, we had a lot of Queen back in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt very, you know, tying everything together. They had, you know, the whole Unholy Trinity little moment.
Yeah, it did feel like a whole... Well, because it was senior year, and that is the end of it.
But also, okay, the biggest storyline of the show, besides maybe Rachel and her dreams, is them being underdogs, and they're no longer underdogs after mm-hmm. this episode.
Yep, they've won.
So, it's interesting. I mean, okay, we're gonna go in order, like I said before. But, alright, so, okay, so we start off with this whole thing with Mercedes is sick. And it's like, oh my god.
No.
And it's completely pointless and it doesn't matter. It's
yeah, no, like always. Resolved.
It's pretty much a weird way of them like making us nervous mm-hmm. about it and of getting Tina and Quinn into the trouble tones for no reason. Just, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't been with them for a while.
Yeah.
I think they just probably, they never wanted to put Rachel with them because the whole point is that the troubled tones are, like, the underdog people. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Tina should have been with them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But we have this... Okay, so first we have Quinn. She's now perfect, and uh-huh. she's not, she walking, can dance.
Yeah. She can dance,
but
really.
She trips, so it's okay. They yeah. clearly... They made, yeah. made it obvious that, you know, she's still struggling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, that was really, really silly. I mean, obviously... Okay, she's gonna... I don't understand why they couldn't have just had both of them in wheelchairs. Like, I think that she should have walked.
It would have, like, matched everything up. Or,
yeah,
you know,
it would
like,
have symmetry.
Symmetrical, yeah.
I think that she shouldn't have walked again until graduation.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if they're going to have a rock at
all. Oh, yeah. That was so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I
liked seeing her with the treble tones, but, like...
Well, I'm sorry. When I hurt my hip, I didn't get back to dancing, like, ever.
Yeah, I mean, no, that was pretty dumb. Plus, the other thing that I thought was weird, and this is kind of opposite of what I was just talking about, is she keeps going on and on about how tough the Age of Glory choreography
yeah.
was, and it was, like, the simplest choreography.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, for someone who was in a wheelchair, yeah but for everyone else.
Yeah. She's yeah. like, oh, my God, it's so tough. And it's, like, mostly moving their hands.
Yep.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Alright, so, and then I have random little notes here, like, I think everybody looks cute in the dancing clothes when they're preparing.
Yeah.
And I love Quinn with her pigtails. I actually thought that Tita looked kind of cute, too. But, alright, so they have this little fight, this little spat in the prep room, wherever
nice.
The hell they are.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
so cute.
You know, whatever. Alright, so then we have this scene with Jesse and Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, okay, what did you think of Jesse in this episode?
Well, I have to say he's looking better.
Mm-hmm,
last okay. time he showed up, I was like, that's him? Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember him looking that way. But now he looks more like himself.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
Season.
But, yeah, I was glad he came back. It's always
yeah.
nice to see him.
Yeah, I thought it was well handled. I can't believe they brought him back twice and didn't have... I guess he sang that stupid song that he sang in season... He sang one
Adele.
Song in season two. Yeah, the Adele song.
Yep.
But he just came back for two other times, two different seasons, and he only sang one song.
I know.
I just wanted
so
to
weird.
Sing.
Remember those old days?
When he sang?
Know, when
he was good.
Yeah. I think we're being reminiscent,
yeah.
which is Glee was.
Okay, so we have the scene with Finn just annoying me, because he's like, I'm territorial.
Oh, I liked it.
Really?
I thought it was very nice, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
I like that
they
kind
should have matured
headbutting.
Beyond that.
No, I liked it. And I liked the way that, like, Jesse grows in this one episode, you
yeah,
know?
Me
so
too.
I think that was a good beginning to that whole mm-hmm. storyline.
Yeah, I do like Jesse's redemption little thing.
Yeah.
So then we have Finn pissing me off further by gambling away all their money.
I know! Great start to a wonderful marriage.
Yeah,
there.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And they're like, it's like supposed to be cute or something, but
yeah.
he gambled away all their money. Like,
oh no.
That was dumb.
That's horrible.
Alright, I guess I'll leave the Lindsay Lohan thing until after we talked about, like, the songs and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so I also want to put in the fact that there are, like, what, 10 extra Trouble Tones members that aren't, like, with them practicing.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Random
just
people.
Appear.
It's just appear random.
I mean, it would be, I think it would have been fine if they just, like, had them be curios, but just had them...
We could have a spin-off show.
With the Trouble Tones?
Yeah.
The mystery of the Trouble Tones?
Yeah. We, like, Doctor Who and Torchwood, Glee, and...
Really in the trouble times.
The trouble
times. Yeah. They just randomly appear out of nowhere when it's time to dance. And they're probably like the same dancers that earn Vocal Adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then... What else do I want? Okay, I guess we can just get into the songs now if you want.
Sure. We can start with Edge of Glory.
Okay. What did you think of Edge of Glory?
Let me think. That was... I liked it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yes, I liked it.
I thought it was pretty good. It was probably my least favorite Trouble Tones number, though, I think.
Probably one of my favorite Trouble Tones matches.
Really?
Because I really don't like the Trouble Tones.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I mean, I look back and they're decent, you know?
You didn't like the Adele mashup, or?
It was all right. I have a problem with female voices. I don't like it as much when there's not like a deeper voice involved. Okay. But I like this one.
I mean, I didn't think it was bad vocally. In general, I am slightly disappointed with New Directions in this episode. I mean, they did good.
Mm-hmm.
But when they won, I knew they were winning nationals in this episode. I mean, it was pretty
cool.
And I hoped that by the time that they finally won, that they deserved to win. I mean, I wanted them to be at, and I totally believe this is possible, I wanted them to be at Bohemian Rhapsody level for this thing.
They should have been.
They were in booty camp all year long.
Yep.
They could have brought the extra Trouble Tones people for all the numbers.
Yep.
And I just don't really understand. I really think that because Sue was helping, I really think that the entire Cheerios group could have joined them.
And they could have
done better dancing
be nice.
And flips and stuff.
And there are some nice Cheerios, like the people that we don't know about, but they have like cute haircuts and stuff. I want to see that on stage. Come on, I miss them.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, I mean, with Sue helping them, it just, their dancing is better, but it's not better.
You reminded me that, they're not in sync at all, and, I mean, they tried to be,
it's
like,
it's mostly walking and people switching to who's in front.
Yeah, and their arms were not matching up for me. Yeah, I remember.
Vocally, they did a good job. They always do a better job than any of the other groups because they have multiple people singing.
Yeah.
And I always like the, you know, we get a little Kurt thing here and there. We get a little Quinn thing and a little Tina thing.
Yeah.
I like that little dynamic. But just in general, you know, I wish they had stepped it up dancing-wise after, you know, an entire season of booty.
No, it's true. Yeah.
I do think that Finn did better than he usually does dancing-wise. All right, so next song.
The next song is It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel's song.
I mean, it's good.
It was nice, and it was very, like, heartwarming to see Whoopi Goldberg come in. Like, what's her, I don't know her character name.
Something Thibodeau.
Yeah, Thibodeau.
I never really learned her name because it was just Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, but she came in, and that was very, like, oh, it's all coming together, and, like, it worked out.
Yeah.
And then this is the whole Jesse thing, too, with her, right? Yeah.
We can just talk about that if you want.
Yeah, I figured we'll throw it in.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought there was a nice little moment with him talking to her and her, like, remembering him. And I just think it's interesting.
And he's selfless, and he says Rachel is good, you know? Yeah.
And I wonder if he'll be there next year as the vocal adrenaline coach.
Yeah.
I would like that. I like him now.
Yeah.
As for Rachel's song, it was very well done, but again, like, it kind of bothers me that arguably, the best performance Rachel's done is still at the very first sectionals that they ever, like...
What was her song then?
Don't Rain on My Parade.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, like,
it's
so, I don't know, why aren't they growing?
But that's her song, like, that's, I don't know.
I mean, it was very well done, but it was, you know. All right, next.
Next is Paradise by the Dashboard Light
Tell your story.
Well, I have to say by Meatloaf because this whole time, my whole life, actually, I thought the song was Paradise and the band was the Dashboard Light and then laughed at me hysterically.
Okay, so you're telling me you've never heard the song before?
I'm sure I've heard the song, but I never knew, like, the lyrics and never heard, like, by the dashboard light. I never, because I always pay attention to like, will you love me? That part, like with the girl singing, that's the part I like.
Yeah.
So I always thought it was some like hipster band called the Dashboard Light, and they sang hipster band
from like what the six? I don't know how long ago. So
I felt like it was recent. I don't know. I thought everyone was talking about. Oh, I love Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
That's why I did.
Vintage. I don't know.
I'm a really big fan of Meatloaf in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it better the second time I watched it. At first, the first time I was annoyed with Finn singing.
Oh, I liked it. I did a good job.
I came around to it the second time. I actually really liked the beginning part. They kind of switch around voices more.
Yep.
They have, like, a little Kurt and Blaine thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And a little, like, Tina and... I think it's Tina and Quinn, maybe. Mm-hmm. But Quinn sings it. Puck sings at one point. I like that, but then they get into just, like, Rachel and Finn and...
It was definitely well-arranged.
Yeah.
They did a good job with that.
Yeah, it was good. It was definitely one of their better ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was good. I just, again, dancing.
Yeah.
It was better. All right. Now, I'm going to talk about Unique.
Yeah.
You think Unique is a silly name?
I think Unique is a really weird name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I also feel like it isn't that unrealistic. Like, if they're going to try to create, like, a media sensation that, like...
Yeah, I guess it could happen. But I think if it was real, I'd totally be like, no, that's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations, you know, finding yourself and everything, yeah. But if you're going to find yourself, name yourself something, like, cool. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's harder, but,
It's, like, over-the-top cheesy glee.
Yes.
Cheesy. Okay, so I have a question about Unique.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about this at the Glee podcast, Glee Project podcast, and because there's a transgendered individual on the, like, as a contestant this year. So, is Unique / Wade transgendered? Because it seems like he only becomes Unique when he performs.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there are different levels and different, like, pockets, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same as, like, any sexually, like, you can be any sort of in between and fluid, you know. He must be gender fluid. That's what I think he is. Where he doesn't mind being a girl or a boy. But I think...
But he says he...
But he wants
he
to be a girl.
He identified as a woman, so I don't understand why he keeps switching back and forth.
So he's not a he, he's a she. That's what you do. You call him a she.
Yeah, but... Then, but he only becomes a she once in a
while. I know. That's what the weird part about it.
I kind of... Because I was, like, saying with Clara on the Glee Project one that, like, this kid, I forget what his name is. I think his name's Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
He's like going through the whole process of actually becoming a man. And I feel like they should have just done that character.
Yeah.
As opposed to this, like, more ambiguous thing.
And, like, it's fine if you're gender fluid and you only dress up as the opposite, like, gender when you, like, go out with your friends to party or something. Like, that's fine. But if you're doing it on stage, it is just a mask that he's putting on.
Yeah. Well, it's also weird for me, too, because we watched Alex on the Glee Project, and he never really seemed like he was transgendered. He just seemed like a gay person who liked to cross-dress.
Yeah.
He never really said, like, I want to become a woman, I identify as a woman.
And that's transvestite, which is you change the dress, you cross-dress, right?
So...
He's not transgender. He doesn't want to be a different gender.
Yeah, I don't really... I don't know.
It's, I think they need to address that.
I think my thought process here is, I wish that it was the Tyler idea, because I feel like I could learn more from that.
Yeah,
I don't really,
that's the thing.
I know very little about this whole world, and I feel like I'm just getting more confused from Wade selection.
I have a lot of friends at college who, like, are really into this stuff, I guess is the only way to say it, but, I feel like this is not the way to introduce this to the world, because it is a very confusing and new topic that hasn't been introduced in, you know, society yet, and Glee's trying to, but not really doing anything with it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we do get that one line of him saying maybe, or her saying, maybe I should switch schools next year.
Yeah.
So, I feel like they purposely left that ambiguous, because they haven't decided whether he actually will.
Yeah.
Do you want to see...
Unique again?
On the New Directions, too.
You know, I would.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide Unique's course, and they make a, like, strong decision, and they go with it, you know? If they're gonna be wavery like this, I'm not happy.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, she has a good voice, and, you know, if we see more of her, maybe we'll get more of this fleshed out. At the same time, I am sort of feeling like she sticks out so much that, like, it'd be odd to see her in New Directions. I almost would rather her stay in Vocal Adrenaline.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I think it's very strange for Vocal Adrenaline to choose someone so different, I suppose.
Yeah.
New Directions, I mean, I don't know. They've seemed to be very conservative.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very, like, over the top, but
Well, I mean,
still.
There's the whole thing with Jesse not realizing he was going to do that.
Yeah, no. So, yeah. But it became a big thing, so I guess they took advantage of it. Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I just think that she's an interesting addition. We'll see how they handle it more in the future. And I just want to say, there's a whole, so there's this whole thing they do exactly the same as what they did with Sunshine last
time.
Where last year at Nationals, Rachel comes and is like, you have to perform. And she's like, oh, I can't do it, I'm too nervous. And they're like, you have to perform. And then they perform.
I was listening to Telephone, the Glee version of Telephone, and I was like, whatever happened to her? I just totally forgot.
Marissa said that on Twitter. Yeah. I'm like, clearly Alex assassinated her. So oh, yeah. Become vocal with her.
I was like, geez,
yeah,
she's gone.
She could have been a senior, I guess, but
whatever.
Didn't seem like she was.
Nope. Yeah. But should we go into the two songs, the unique things? So we have Starships, which I'm very upset about, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Explain.
Well, it's a stupid reason,
okay,
really.
It's okay.
But you know the song, it's supposed to be higher than a mother.
Oh, I hate the
and
edited
then, and then unique sings higher than any other, and they sound really dumb.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's
sense.
Higher. They don't even say higher. They say...
What do they say?
I think it's better than any other.
I don't even know what, why, how... It's just stupid.
Yeah.
If you're going to pick a song with a big swear right in the middle, you better figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, have you heard that censored version, like, on the radio? Like
the censored version doesn't say any words. It like, garbles it.
Oh, yeah. They say higher than a mother freaker, I think
Yeah.
They say.
They just, like, but it's all sense. Garbled, and, like, it, the bass is more powerful than the voice, so it's, like, and the voice is all distorted anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when you're singing that song, I mean, like, when I sing that song, I sing it.
Yeah.
Like, actually. Like, when it's on the radio. Yeah. But, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
They ruined the whole thing. It sounds like kids' bop.
Yeah. So, all right, so you didn't like it at all. You hated
just
it.
Because of that.
Oh, okay.
I loved it, and then they got to that part, and I said, never mind.
Yeah.
You've ruined everything in my life.
I mean, okay, so before we... Well, okay, we'll get into the... Well, I'm just going to ask straight out right here. Do you think the Vocal Adrenaline did better, the New Direction?
No.
Okay.
Because of the next song, Pinball Wizard.
Okay. Well, what do you think of Pinball Wizard?
Hated it. Every second, I had no idea why they chose that, so I think that's, like, the point.
Yeah.
But it was a horrible choice.
It was vintage.
It was stupid.
They had to be vintage.
Yeah, that's like, let's Wikipedia vintage and find the first thing that said. That was dumb.
Well, my thing is, like, my dad was watching it, and A, my parents didn't know, both my dad and my mom were watching it, and they didn't know Starships at all. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And they have heard Pinball Wizard, and my dad's like, how do you ruin Pinball Wizard?
Yeah.
Like, he literally did a bad job, I think, on Pinball Wizard.
Oh, yeah, it was just so bad.
It was not... I don't think
anyone
good.
Else should do Pinball Wizard, because it's a funny, like, cool song. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's a weird song. It's a weird song. Camp? But, is it Camp?
I
don't know what that song is.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And no one else should be doing it.
Yeah.
It's for them, you know? Like,
yeah. It was odd. It was just odd. I mean, like, okay, obviously the dancing, way better than New Directions. But when you have... But I don't think the singing was up to snuff.
No.
Comparatively, especially when there's only one person singing and New Directions had a bunch of people.
Jesse's reputation, in my mind,
is
destroyed if he chose that song. I'm just, like, I can't look at him anymore.
I don't really agree.
I can't
I
look
feel
at
like
him.
Pinball Wizard could be good.
No,
like, I think if
never.
Jesse himself sang Pinball
never,
Wizard.
Never, ever,
good.
Ever.
Well,
I'm insulted.
What do you think? I thought that Alex did a good job with, like, the Nicki Minaj, like, rapping his parts.
He's all right. Yeah, he's better than Santana was when Santana sang Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have, like, they should have sang Super Bass or something.
No, I love Super Bass.
I'm surprised they haven't done that on Glee yet, actually.
Yeah, they should.
Then
we have a little clip of Starlight Express, do you want
to... Yeah.
It's there.
I mean, I don't think
it's the rollerblading
I don't actually
one.
Even know that song.
Oh, I know it. It's really weird and crappy.
Okay.
That's why they didn't win. And they're on roller skates, so that's another reason they didn't win.
All right, so now we get this whole Lindsay Lohan thing.
Yeah.
What do you think of this
Lindsay
whole
Lohan.
Thing?
Whenever Glee does this, I'm like, is that really her? Like, but who the heck, Josh Groban or something? And I was like, is that really
time.
Him?
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, yeah. So I always look at these people like, is it them?
Something.
But,
she seems really different than normal.
Well, because usually she's really high.
A lot. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
She really reminded me of someone, and I couldn't figure out
who it was. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, me too.
I was like, she sort of reminds me of Miley Cyrus, but not really.
No, there's
someone.
Someone who was there before, like Lindsay Lohan. Like, someone older than her.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
also that Asian guy is on Suburgatory, and I like him a lot.
Oh.
But
yeah, he's the one I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that their like interaction was funny. I thought Lindsay Lohan did a good job.
I liked.
But,
Oh, yeah.
All right, wait, so you say what you liked.
Oh, who's the guy? The other guy?
Perez Hilton.
Yeah, I liked Perez Hilton and Lindsay Lohan together. Yeah. That was cute.
That was good. My issue was this. They've been doing this from the very beginning, and it's always been an issue, is that if you want this to be a big emotional thing that they won, I want them to win because they were actually the best. I want, like, a Whoopi Goldberg as the judge, someone who's, like, really harsh and actually knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if they win, I want them to, like, actually won.
Yeah.
So, like, as opposed to, just, like, they fluked into it because there were these stupid judges.
Yeah, I know. What they're doing. I know.
So, I don't know. It's kind of...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I thought it was going to be a tie after I watched, really? But I should have seen it coming that Unique would get the MVP. That made a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what do you think about, so let me get into Tongue Tied.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that whole sequence? Well, first of all, what do you think of the singing?
The song? I like the song. Yeah. I didn't like the song before I heard Glee do it.
I hadn't heard it before.
My friend at school is obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed. With this one song, and I'm like,
I've heard the original now, and I don't like it as much as the Glee version.
Yeah, I like the Glee one better.
I really like, there's this one part where I think Quinn and the girls are singing, and it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but what do you think of this whole sequence?
It was a nice, like, it was a good ending.
Yeah.
You know, I was probably crying, I'm sure I was. Mm. Can't remember now.
Like, I'm tearing up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice seeing everything come together like that.
Okay, so do you feel like it was too far the level that everybody loved them?
No. I liked it.
You liked it? Yeah.
I can't take it away.
I can't decide. I have the question mark next to it. Is it too far?
Yeah.
I kind of wish that, like... Okay, one thing I wish is that that we had, like, over the years built up more, like, random side people in the school that we could have, like, actually known the people.
Yeah, that'd
like,
be nice.
Like, you know, if we had, like, I feel like Karofsky should have been there.
Yeah. But
we should have seen, like, Jacob, maybe Lauren Zices.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Becky, which was nice.
Where'd Lauren go?
She just disappeared. She just hated the Glee Club after they lost Nationals.
So. That's dumb.
Yeah. I'm surprised that happened, because I thought a lot of people liked her.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't.
I did not, no. I was glad that she left. But it just felt like having the jocks admit felt too much.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the school, maybe, like, the jocks could have, like, been making fun of them, and, like, everybody else is like, what are you doing? Like, and the jocks just, like...
I think it should have been, like, the jocks, like, playfully make fun of them, but it's like, oh, it's okay, you guys won.
I mean,
just kind of respect them a little bit. Not, like... throw them a great party and be like, you guys are awesome.
Yeah,
no.
Like,
It was really cute, though. Yeah. It was like...
I mean, I liked it a lot, and I guess it sort of is maybe might be realistic if they live in a small town. They
actually everyone
the
knows
town
each other.
Fame
yeah.
it,
oh,
like,
yeah.
fame and stuff.
Yeah, that's cute.
It was nice. I guess felt like the jocks... I mean, an episode ago, the jock was, like, backing talk to the ground and, like...
No, I can't.
I don't know.
I'm stuck.
You're too soft.
I love it.
No, I mean, I guess also feel like it's too far, considering there's more seasons after this. Like,
yeah, I know.
I mean, so
what are they gonna do?
Is the next season gonna be about, like, now they have to live up to it, or else they're just gonna go right back to being losers again? But now they don't.
Oh,
have
yeah,
as many,
yeah, like yeah. like at our school.
Yeah.
Did they live up to our expectations? Like, when we left? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, as soon as they, if they lose anything, they're immediately going to go back to being losers, and now they don't have Rachel to help them.
It was like, before we were in high school, this was like early, our high school days, but they did Les Miserables for the theater program, and they never, ever did anything better.
Yeah.
Never before, never after. They can't live up to it, you know?
Your new fame, your new, like, obsession that I had never heard about.
I'm obsessed with Fame Is. And they're coming out with a movie, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to announce that on the podcast.
Have you seen the pictures they released?
There's a trailer now.
Oh, there's a whole trailer?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay, we have to walk away.
Yeah.
Alright, so then we also have, okay, one thing I didn't like was the champagne being sprayed at everybody.
Oh, it's not champagne.
Oh, whatever it was. Spickling, whatever.
It's sparkling cider.
Whatever. I didn't like it being sprayed at everybody.
I know. Because then it gets sticky, and
yeah,
I think it's gross.
It just seems weird and sexual and strange to me.
Sexual.
I mean, I did like seeing everybody celebrate and, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Santana and Brittany kiss and Rachel and Finn kiss.
I know. I'm so happy to see Brittany and Santana.
Yeah.
Never get to see it.
Okay, so the Emma sex thing.
Yeah,
how do you
feel about this? I can't. I was saying before the podcast started that, like, Will?
Yeah.
I lost all care. Yeah. I just don't like him anymore. And then they're having sex, and I'm like, ew, ew, ew. But I'm a prude anyway, so.
Okay, two things. One, I really liked Emma in this episode in general. No. You didn't like Emma?
Well, yeah, just this part, I was upset, because I don't like looking at sex things.
So, this is what I think they should have done. And I think, you can agree or disagree with me, I think they should have just cut the part where they're ripping each other's clothes off, and they're like, I think if they just did her with the little funny pamphlet thing and smiling, and then the next thing we saw was them talking about it and her being like...
That would be better. I'd still be like, ugh. Yeah. But I would have been okay, you know?
And it would have, I mean, they have to do at least that much because it has been built up for three seasons at this point. But, I didn't feel like we needed to see the ripping clothes off thing. I will give them props at least for having that scene where they talked about it afterwards. Because I feel like usually in Glee they have things happen and they don't show people talking about it.
I mean, I'm glad they did this and everything. That's nice.
If anything, it just made me more upset that I didn't care more.
Oh.
Yeah, because like back in the day I would have cared for Will and then they're together.
Yeah, that'd be
think about how awesome it was when they first kissed each other at the, at the end of sectionals.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I hate seeing people not like vulnerable, like I can't understand it.
Alright, so then we have the teacher award, which is another thing, like if they hadn't had the Spanish teacher episode, maybe I would have cared more about this. But he's a terrible teacher.
Yeah. He's a good educator, right? He's a bad educator, but a good teacher. I don't know what the way is, but yeah.
They should have made him the music, like, the head of the music department.
I know.
Like,
because we had a great one.
Figgins should have just been like, you've proven yourself, I'm going to make you, like, a full-time music head person or something.
Yeah, that's what he should be doing.
He shouldn't be teaching history or whatever he's doing at this point. I forget what he's
Spanish.
Teaching.
He quit. I forgot.
No, he's teaching, like, geography or something.
He can't be geography because that old lady is.
And then we had that random thing with some teacher, I think it was the geometry teacher, who, like, was on drugs or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was weird.
We got some good little Figgin things, like him giving $5 to Finn and Rachel.
I know, that was cute.
Alright, and then, okay, so then we just, is that all we have left is We Are the Champions?
Yeah.
Alright, so what do you think about this whole award thing, We Are the Champions?
Anything? Oh, yeah, it was cute. I cut off now, like.
What?
I made the wrong line on my notepad here.
Yeah.
So, let's think. Okay, yeah. I liked it.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say.
It really reminded me of season one. I love when they do Queen. I thought Kurt had a great little part in there.
Imagine if you saw this.
What?
In real life.
In real life?
Like, imagine if you were at, like, the school award ceremony and, like, the curtain's down and then Will knows it's gonna happen because, like, they're standing there, and then the curtain goes up, and he's like, oh! Like, it was so nice. Yeah. So nice.
And it just felt very, very heartwarming. And I guess, because after we, for our robotics thing, we won our award, and I made a We Are the Champions slideshow.
So it really,
so it was very emotional to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just felt awesome, and I think I teared up there.
Yeah.
But that was a great ending, which is, I really would have been very happy with this as the series finale.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Alright. I think we're up to goodbye, unless you have anything else you want to say.
No, that's it.
Alright. Alright, so I have a lot more to say about goodbye. Mm. How would you grade goodbye?
Let me think. How would you grade it? Tell me first.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
I don't know.
Maybe a B+.
Really? I really liked it. I can't think of things I don't like.
I think I'm going to give it an 8-.
Okay, I think I'll give it an 8-.
Alright.
I'm just kind of copying
you.
I can't remember anything bad, but I'm sure once we talk about it...
I forgot something.
You did?
We have to do the emails.
Oh,
national.
We have emails from National.
Yeah. Alright, so I have this email here. Here, you can read it.
Uh-oh, okay.
This is from Marissa. This is the second half of the email from Bob Props that she sent last time.
Okay. Just go?
Yeah.
Go for it? Okay. Nationals. Okay, I have a problem with Nationals, or maybe I'm the problem. Is it harsh for my mental state if my automatic opinion of overall Glee performances is that nothing will surpass the amazingness of Bohemian Rhapsody? Yes, I have a lot of favorite Glee performances, but I still think nothing will blow me away like Bohemian Rhapsody did. No matter how many times in a song I see Lea Michele cry, Darren Criss make wonky faces, or Cory Monteith belt, nothing will catch me off guard, in a good way, by that wonderful regionals performance by a group we don't necessarily want to win. But having said that, I very much enjoyed these nationals performances. Yes. I got lost. I loved Vocal Adrenaline and New Directions songs. It was great. Personally, I think Vocal Adrenaline should have won, but because of the circumstances, I was so happy that New Directions won that I stood up on the couch and went, eep! Oh, that's cute. I like that. I think if I was more awake when I watched it, I would have, like, stood clapping. It would have been like, yeah, it wasn't bad. I don't know if I liked this new Jesse in this episode, but I loved his interactions with everyone. And I thought his clothes and, like, face were so awesome. His face was really awesome. I mean, it's so true. Yeah. In the words of my favorite ex-music teacher, I want Jonathan Groff to be my imaginary famous gay boyfriend. I would like that, too. I love the final performance, even though I don't normally like listening to that song. Which one?
We Are the Champions.
We Are the Champions. Yeah. Yeah. The only exception to my intolerance is the song being in context of this Glee episode and in the Mighty Ducks trilogy. Yeah, I don't like the Mighty Ducks.
I don't really remember them that well.
My neighbor liked it. And
Neighbors.
Neighbors. I totally had tears in my eyes at them all singing to Mr. Shu, and I was so proud that it wasn't a strictly Finn solo or Rachel solo, but that a majority of the characters I like got to sing a line or two. Mm-hmm. I think that this could have passed as a season finale, like Dan said, except for them not including Graduation. I think my only thing is they didn't include Rockin' the Boat. When I heard that, I, like, bawled. let's see what else. During the Teacher of the Year assembly, why was it at night? And I don't mind that, but why was the whole school there? I know. Usually, if the things are at night, like, no one shows up.
I'm assuming this was, like, our awards ceremony where a bunch of the students get awards, too.
Yeah, I think so.
It couldn't have just been the Teacher of the Year award.
No, I'm sure, because I think we put... No, we put our Teacher of the Year in our graduation ceremony.
Do we?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
But we did have nighttime award ceremonies.
Oh, yeah, for us, yeah. Extras. Let's see, where are Rachel's dads?
Yep.
I know.
They're not in graduation, either.
No?
Really weird.
Like, the ending part of graduation, needs to be there.
Quinn's mother is at graduation. Mike's dad is at graduation. Mm-hmm. But no gay dad.
Nope, no gay dads.
No, can't
they're busy
that.
Because they got, like, a big star to do it. The guy from Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, they shouldn't have gotten...
Is he from something else? I always forget.
He's from Jurassic Park.
He's from Cats and Dogs. Mm. Okay. I never saw Jurassic Park.
That's
Let's
weird.
See. All right. Let's finish Marissa's email. I am dying in this heat, so I'll end this email here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sad about that. I probably didn't talk about everything I wanted to touch upon, but whatever. I hope y'all have a lovely week. Y'all? Sure, y'all. And expect a Jumbo season finale email from me. Yay! And I'm sure we will read it in just a few minutes.
Alright, I'm trying to check to see if Amanda's email is about... Okay, she says it's about graduation. I thought she read about nationals, too.
Maybe. While you do that, I'll sing a song.
Alright. Here we go.
It's waiting music.
Yeah, you should just read
everything. I'm ready. Okay. Hello. Who is this?
This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Let me first start off by saying, I just finished listening to your Choke podcast, and heck yeah, I remember Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Yeah, you do.
What?
Denver the Last Dinosaur. We talked about this.
I don't remember.
You weren't there for that podcast, but I did tell you about this.
Oh,
it's a cartoon show with a dinosaur who rides a skateboard and has a guitar.
Okay. Anyway, I even posted the theme song on my Facebook page about 2 months ago because I had that song stuck in my head for ages.
It's very memorable.
All right. Yeah. Even today, as I house clean or doing random things in my house, sometimes I will just burst into the song singing Denver the Last Dinosaur. I have a lot of memories watching that as a kid, thinking that Denver was the cutest thing ever. I remember Denver more than you guys, as I am older than you guys, so it would have made sense I would remember it more clearly.
Yeah.
But Dan, I totally give you props, for even knowing this late 1980s cartoon. That's why I have no idea what it is. I did not watch late 1980s. Yeah, it wasn't my thing.
You weren't alive.
I wasn't alive. Moving right along now to the big Glee season 3 finale titled Goodbye. Oh, wait, we need to do that last time. We're not there yet.
Okay.
Dan.
Fine.
Okay.
We can just start with that.
Okay,
anyway,
we'll start with Amanda's. Okay, I admit it. I cried. Who cried during this episode? I did. And so did Amanda.
Might have, I don't remember.
Yeah, you totally did. We all did. I cried. No, really, I bawled my eyes out. I love the flashback scenes. They were very well done.
Yeah.
I love the way that the seniors basically handed New Directions over to the underclassmen. It was sort of symbolic, like passing the torch, so to speak. I loved the graduation ceremony. That seemed like so much fun. I can only say it in a British accent, so it was going to be for Vendetta. But unrealistic, but still it looked like a blast to film. I only wish that my college and high school graduations were that much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll get into that more.
Ours was all hot.
Oh yeah, it was really hot.
Really also, hot.
I was getting that year. Mm-hmm. I was getting this weird thing where whenever I was out in the sun, I would get like allergic reactions.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was really upsetting.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm dying.
And you were in a black gown.
No, I wasn't.
You were in a red too.
Yeah.
Clara was in the black gown.
Yeah.
She was even worse. I know. Yeah. Now what am I gonna do with the red gown?
I freaking hate red gown.
I hate it. It's stupid. Yeah. But at least we were cooler than the people in the black. Okay. Now let's get real now. The ending, which...
Alright, let's not talk about the ending.
Oh, okay,
we're not there.
Oh, okay.
We should talk about the ending when we get to the
ending. We'll get
there. Alright.
I'm all excited. Just a time to work on the
boat. Alright, so first thing I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with anything.
Alright.
It's just completely off track. But I just want to mention, we never got any resolution with Quinn's dad. I wish we had.
Yeah.
You know, they bring up all these things with Quinn. Her dad kicked her out, cheated on her mother, and they got divorced.
Yep.
The same time that she was giving birth to someone. Mm-hmm. He never came to graduation, never saw the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Never any resolution.
He's gone. Yeah.
Okay. And Quinn's just a happy-go-lucky kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who has money. Has tons of money for no reason.
Uh-huh.
What does her mother do for work? I thought she was a housewife.
Well...
I mean, she might have gotten a lot
she
of
must
money
have,
in the divorce, but...
Yeah, and she must have endowment? What do they call it?
A dowry?
No. No, like money from family.
Endowment. Not an endowment. Thing. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the words.
Someone died in their family, now they have money. That's what I mean. I don't have one, so that's why I don't know the word.
Oh my god, we're crazy. Anyway. But if you think about it, do you realize in this small town where everything's terrible or whatever, how many of them are rich?
Oh, I know.
Rachel's rich. Mm-hmm. Quinn is rich.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's dad is like a lawyer or something. Mercedes' dad is a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Santana apparently has money.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt
seems to have money, but they've explained it, but it's not a good explanation.
Yeah.
They're like, my dad gives me all my money. And like,
her dad like has a really, really good.
It's probably car the shop, only auto body
the best
shop.
Best auto body shop in the entire
and
world.
It's probably the only auto body shop in 100 miles. That's why.
Especially like they were really rich, and then they added two new members of the family, and they're still
and
really
they're still
rich.
Yeah. Two new members of family who weren't rich at all.
Yeah.
Who were pretty poor.
Literally, like, Sam is the only person. And Sugar is, like, a millionaire.
Santana.
Santana's mom just gave her a ton of money.
But it was all the money they stayed up forever.
I guess. They're not rich.
Okay. No, they're poor.
They
live in Lima Heights.
Oh, yeah, they do live in Lima Heights. Okay.
Paula.
How many times has she freaking said Lima Heights?
I love it.
It must have been, like, 12 times. But... All right, let's move on. So, Dan, you're rocking the boat.
I love it! I'm so happy I cried.
Yeah, it was
like,
really great.
I just turned on the episode and cried. It was so...
It was really a great beginning,
yeah.
It was really, really sweet.
I was so happy. It's not on the CD. It's not on iTunes.
Well, yeah.
What?
Why would that be on iTunes?
Because like I could sit there and cry. They should record
Actually,
it.
I think I have it. I can do it too.
It's their first song.
I'm pretty sure
I No, you gave it to me. But it's not like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I want them to actually record the song in a studio.
Yeah.
That's because that's like the first song of Glee... And it was the last song of... It should be the season finale, right? The last song of the third season, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect.
Yeah. I do. It's a good time. And they look so young in the flashbacks.
I know.
Mercedes looks so
Mercedes,
different. Kurt's hair
so
is all different.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Artie looks like such a dweeb.
I know. It's so sweet. Like, it's a nice
tying-together
thing.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
I like that. I still think Real should have rapped here instead of Dream. Okay, tell me the song because we are
Forever Young, right? Yeah.
It was creepy and weird.
Ugh, I know.
I don't know why.
It was creepy.
He used to.
I don't know what's wrong with
bad him. He used to sing well.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He never did.
He used to sing well.
He didn't spin in the song though.
Yeah, he only sat with the guitar.
Come on,
what he did Over the Rainbow was good. When he did Leaving on a
jet plane
in the first episode, I liked that.
I like when he raps. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I want to rap forever.
Come on. It would have been perfect for the graduation. One final time, I'm going to rap.
I know.
Come on. They should have done that. I would have been really...
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. I would have, like, died. I would have cried.
I would have cried.
I would have cried.
Cried at, like, Bootylicious.
He should have done Thong Song all over again.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just have random points, like... Okay, Is it just, did I just happen to notice this episode, or were Rachel's skirts shorter than, like, ever before?
Yeah, they were.
They were ridiculously short. I noticed that too. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, if I noticed that too, then yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It was really weird. Yeah. I was like, whoa. And then, I liked that this season they added in that Quinn wears boots, and I like that.
Yeah.
She didn't used to wear boots, now she wears awesome boots. Alright, so we have the first Kurt voiceover ever, I believe. I might be wrong.
I don't know, yeah.
I can't think of any other time where Kurt had a voiceover.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Good stuff. Alright, now we have this Bert moment. Okay, what do you think of this Bert moment?
I like Bert. I thought that was adorable.
Okay. I love the single ladies part. Yeah. The actual him doing that was it was probably one of the best things they've done.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yes,
it was great.
I cried.
It was very good. I loved it. Bringing back single ladies in general was awesome, but having Bert involved is just awesome.
Yep.
Just really good. The speech he gives beforehand, I thought was the worst speech he's ever given.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was really weird. He always gives...
He usually gives good ones,
like,
that's the problem.
You became an alien. You used to be normal. And then I was like, he's not normal anymore. And blah, blah, blah. And it was just, like, I got what they were trying, like, the idea they were having, the words they were using were not the right words.
I think if, like, Finn gave that speech, it would make sense. You know, like, someone who can't speak well.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be, like, a politician.
He's, like, eloquent. Yeah. He's always given
Finn. He's always said good things to Kurt.
Yeah, that was really weird. I didn't like it. Right. But it didn't make me dislike Bert, because the general sentiment was the right sentiment.
Yeah,
so
it was okay.
Like, his idea was, I struggled with this, but this was the moment where everything started getting better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense. It's just the way he put it. It just makes it sound like he still thinks of him as an alien.
Yeah, like, yeah, oh. Yeah, it looks a little weird.
Yeah. All right, then we have this little Kurt and Blaine moment where they talk about doing long distance.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Long distance is really difficult.
Yeah. I'm glad that they at least... I feel like they haven't even mentioned long-distance relationships at all this whole season, I'm glad they at least said that.
Yeah.
In general, I feel like this episode, part of the reason I'm rating it a little bit lower is I feel like this should have been a 2-hour finale.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like...
There's a lot of, like, quick things happening.
Yeah. I also feel like a lot of things felt shoved in there because the season leading up to it didn't build the things the right way.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so, like, one thing we're gonna... So we get, like, in a quick succession, I'm gonna name a bunch of things that just happened really quickly. Mercedes is now a backup dancer. Mike got into a really great dance school. Gloria Estefan is here randomly. Brittany's flunking. Santana's like, oh, maybe I should go to New York. This is all within, like, 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. Mercedes getting the backup thing. I'm glad it was backup and not, like, she's a superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole season, I have no idea what happened with Sam Mercedes. I don't know why Sam doesn't care that he's never going to see her again. We haven't had any conversation about their future. Whatever. Sam is just...
It's a high school relationship, that's why.
Yeah.
But they should talk about it.
Yeah, I should have said that. I feel like someone could have, like, done a quick thing where they're like, Sam, how do you feel about this? And be like, look. And be like, look, I'm glad for the time we had together, but we weren't, like, in love. It was just, like, a fun relationship or something like that.
Yeah.
And that would have been fine, but no. Mike getting the great dance school, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Estefan, how do you feel?
It was nice seeing her. I was happy.
It was a very nice little thing.
Yeah. It was a nice little thing where she, like, gave the money to Santana and everything. That was very nice.
She did a good job with her mom. Okay, but now here we have this whole Brittany flunking thing. And after this episode, I agree with whoever it was who said that it felt sexist that Puck, with Puck and the male character... It was very serious, and with Brittany, it was completely...
Yeah.
It was very badly handled. Like, Santana had not even thought about what Brittany was going to do with her future.
Yeah.
She didn't even think about the rest of their lives. She didn't think about, like, caring about, like, what's going to happen. She didn't, like, nothing at all. Santana was just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You're failing? Oh, maybe I should stay here.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, you notice now. Like, that's dumb.
Like, that was really badly handled.
Yeah.
And... Okay, and I don't even know, like, at the end of this episode, she's just like, oh, I'm going to New York, screw Brittany. Like, what? I don't get it, and why does no one care that Brittany's failing? It doesn't make sense.
No one cares. I have no idea. Like, it's just, they throw these things on us all the time.
I actually think Santana shouldn't be going to New York. I think Santana should be going to college.
Yeah.
Like, she never really seems like someone who would care that much about...
Yeah, the fame and all
like,
that.
Like, if she wants to do something, she doesn't want to do Broadway. No. She wants to go to L.A. Yep. She wants to become, like, an actress or, a pop singer.
But then...
What?
She'll get visions, and she'll meet a vampire, and it'll be bad.
What?
It'll be like Angel.
Oh, at L.A.?
She'll go to Los Angeles, and there'll be vampires, clearly. And Buffy will be there. Yeah. Sometimes.
She'd be a good Buffy character.
She would. Yeah. She'd fit in well.
Yeah.
I'm watching Angel right now, guys.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. Season 3, guys.
Seriously, she should be going to L.A. or going to college.
Yeah.
You know, she's supposed to be somewhat smart. I feel like she should do college things.
Yeah.
Alright. So then we have this... Okay, well, I guess... Okay, I put in a couple things. Okay, so now we're at... Oh, actually, I skipped
you
over...
You skipped Kurt's song.
Okay, did I skip Kurt's song? Because I remember writing something about...
Mm.
Oh, you must have skipped it.
Yeah. Well, okay. It was All Remember, Madonna song.
Okay, what do you think of that?
I liked it. Yeah. It's not Kurt's best.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was nice.
A lot of the songs here weren't, the best, no. But they were nice.
Like, what's the song he did? He did a song from, Gypsy or something.
Oh.
It was much better.
The one really...
Where he, comes back to Glee. When he comes back from...
Never Said Goodbye school. Or whatever.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's the one I always think of him in. And they should have picked something like that.
The only thing I remember from Kurt's song is that Quinn had, the hottest outfit ever. She had this, really hot green dress.
Yeah, I did not notice that.
Oh, my God. So anyway. So then we have the Get What You Give song.
Yep. That's all the seniors.
Yeah.
It was all right. I don't know.
I know that this song doesn't make... I don't really understand what the song is about, but from what I've heard, it doesn't really make any sense for them to be singing it.
But the lyrics seem to work if you're not really paying attention. Yeah, you got the music in you, right? Yeah. This is fun.
They just kind of put it in there.
Yeah.
I actually really like this song a lot. I thought it was good, but it was sort of random.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to put in, just because I'm talking about a lot of what other people are wearing. I like seeing Finn in stripes. We haven't talked about Finn wearing stripes in a long time.
That's good. Yeah.
Then for a little thing of, what happened to Gyo and Quinn?
I know.
They're just done.
They're just done.
Did they even kiss? I don't even remember.
No.
I don't remember.
He's off to be a priest now. He can't have a
wife. She just says, forget about him, whatever.
Yep.
I don't even know if I... This is making me upset, because it's going to make me not really care with the Glee Project that much.
Oh, I know.
Because if they know terribly
what
they handled
done? I know. I was upset, too. Where's the other one?
What?
The girl that I hated.
Lindsay?
Lindsay.
She was in it twice. She only won 2 episodes. But, she sang Anything Goes and then some other songs.
There. It felt too... She felt... having her there felt like a competition. She won this competition, so let's throw something in for her.
Yeah.
And, even our characters who won more, it just doesn't seem...
See, I actually think the way they handled Lindsay might have been, the... Not the best, but, Because she was a runner-up...
Yeah.
Okay, if you didn't know that she was on Glee Project at all...
Yeah.
Her inclusion would feel very normal. Because she was just in 2 things as, a side... another person in a different group.
Yeah.
So,
But the fact that we've seen her so much, we wonder, yeah.
Yeah, so because we haven't seen... Because we've seen Glee Project, it felt weirder. But it made sense story-wise for Glee, the way she was handled. Whereas, Rory just showed up for no reason and did nothing.
Yeah,
Joe
Rory
just showed up for no
reason
and did nothing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I felt like... The whole thing seemed a little too written in. They already had a story for all these people. None of these people were actually in Glee, so they just kind of said, well, we'll figure something out for you and throw you in there.
Yeah. I actually feel like maybe the issue was that they shouldn't have had so many people win.
Yep.
If they just had Samuel win and Damien wasn't there at all.
Yeah.
Then Samuel could have come in early, when Damien came
in.
And then had a long-going thing with Quinn, and it would have been better.
Yep.
I think because they tried to fit so many random people in there, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Which makes me even more confused for next season when they're adding, five
more...
Yeah,
what are they going to do?
They need 5 more people in the Glee Club.
What are they...
And I also, because Glee Club is popular now, I'm assuming Glee Club's going to be big.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
So, maybe we'll... I actually would be kind of happy if we got random people we don't even, talk to.
No, that'd be nice. Yeah.
To just,
new
have
people.
More dancers and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just kind of... It annoys me that the way they're handling the Glee Project people.
Yeah.
Joe literally comes in, has, two episodes where he speaks, and then,
yep,
in the background.
Background. Yeah, yep. I don't get it.
we have this beautiful scene where they're looking at chairs in the high school. for their wedding.
Yeah, I know.
What is up with this budgety, like, first we had them studying all night in the choir room.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at wedding chairs.
What? I don't get it. I don't get it.
It was really weird.
And I don't understand, because, okay, so they were going to have a wedding in the town hall, right? Where they just went to the town hall people and got... And then Quinn died.
Yeah. Quinn got was reborn.
He was reborn in a wheelchair. And now they're having, like, a real big wedding?
Well, okay, the first... The town hall thing was supposed to be because... Because
they were just going to go...
Seriously, let's just do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't... And how much did they pay for that now is not going to be used? Like,
I'm so confused. Why are you obsessing over chairs when you were fine to just get married in a town hall just recently?
It also didn't make sense to me, like... I think before we watched this episode, I was talking about how... I think, was it with you or with the Claire? I don't remember. But I was talking about how... Do you remember the episode where Rachel says yes to marrying him?
Yeah.
Where he's gonna say no. He's, like, thinking about saying no. She doesn't say yes for a really long time. She's thinking about saying no. And then Kurt gets into the yes is Niata thing, and she's like, oh, I have nothing in life, so I'm just gonna say yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, since then, we haven't had her, like, having any second thoughts at all.
Yeah.
So now in this episode, we get, like, slight ideas, and Finn just suddenly knows that he's having second thoughts.
I know.
They haven't built up to that at all. She seemed perfectly, like, 100% about this wedding since then. So that was badly handled.
My grade's going down.
Yeah. See, this is why. This is
See, this is what I need. I need to talk about it.
Okay, then we have this thing with James Lipton, who just randomly appears to be with Finn for 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, what?
And I want to point out that I've heard, like, other people talking about, they thought that this took place at McKinley High. And they're like, why is he randomly there? I don't think it actually is, because the seats are different than, like, the McKinley High auditorium
seats. Oh, yeah,
They're like, he must have gone to him.
Yeah. I forgot about this.
Yeah. I wrote drug thing. What happens with drugs?
Oh, I love the scene. It's when Schuster tells, and I was like, oh, no. Schuster's like, I put the pot in your locker. And I made you join Glee Club. And Finn just, like, sits there for a minute, and he's like, you're awesome. And I was like, that's so cute and realistic.
That. That was great. That was really cool.
I was actually really scared that he was going to get upset about it.
That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
All right, then we get this weird thing that I think is weird. Wait, did I? Oh, I also skipped over something with the Kurt thing. Okay, so we have two weird things that happen with songs here.
Yeah.
First, with the Kurt song, he dedicates his song to the guys.
I know. Why?
Because you're not best friends with Mercedes and Rachel, and you know.
But
what?
He was like,
and the guys used to throw you in dumpsters like all the time.
I know.
And they don't include him as a guy in any of, like, the guy things, and they're like, why don't... Like, remember that episode where they're, like, with the guys versus the girls, and they're like, why don't you go off and be with the Warblers?
Wait, I'm confusing this with, when Puck says something about the guys, and he's like, even you, Blaine.
Oh, yeah, that, like, happens,
you,
too.
Yeah, you taught me a lot about what it means to be a man. Yeah. Even you, Blaine, and Blaine's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. And then they have this other stupid thing where the underclassmen dedicate their song to Finn.
I know.
Like, what?
I know.
What?
And everyone else in the room's like, geez. Fine, yeah, I, like, guess you don't care about
there's
me.
There's, like, seven of, and plus, like, half of them are their boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, Tina's dedicating it to Finn and not Mike.
I know.
And, like,
Mike's like, what's going on here?
Blaine's dedicating it to Finn over Kurt. Like, what? Like, and, like, does Joe even, has Joe or Sugar ever spoken to Finn?
Nope. They're just there.
The Sam,
Finn's
like,
a leader,
thing?
That's
like,
why.
It's so stupid.
He's the quarterback.
And think about, like, this is a long time ago, but there was one episode where Ken was like, you can either do football or Glee, and then Puck and Mike come back, and Finn has to be persuaded to come back. So, you know, screw you, people. Alright, so then we have a nice Fabery scene. I didn't skip anything. So now we have Quinn giving Rachel tickets to come see her whenever she wants.
That was cute.
Yeah, that was funny. I've paid attention to too many Fabery things, and I literally can't see them as anything other than that anymore.
You're totally shipping.
I completely ship them. It doesn't make sense. They're like, come on, it's too much.
It would never happen. I
also don't really feel like it should happen.
No, I wouldn't want it to happen.
If anything, I would believe Quinn liking Rachel. I would never believe Rachel liking Quinn.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Because it does, like, the way they've acted it out, it does seem like Quinn, like, has some weird thing for Rachel.
Yeah.
But Rachel is very straight,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know. But I can dream.
Okay, you do that. It's okay, I'm a, what am I, Finn Puck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my ship.
All right, and then we have this Quinn and Puck thing. What do you think of this whole Quinn Puck thing?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a good thing to put in there, I think.
I feel some people were sort of like, they didn't believe this. They were like, this came out of nowhere. It seems weird. I think it sort of made sense. I think it was the whole, like, the school year's ending, I'm never going to see you again.
Yep.
Like, and I feel like she does have a connection with him because they had a baby together and because of all the things they went through. And it wasn't like, they're not going to be like, they're not. She's not, like, in love with him, like, I want to be with you forever. She's just, like, has a connection.
Yeah.
And it made, I liked how she, like, got him to be confident again and everything.
Yeah.
It made sense
to me. No, it's nice.
Yeah. And I always liked those two whenever they had scenes together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we have this Roz and Sue versus Figgins thing being developed. How do you feel about this?
I mean, I'm so confused. I don't even
know.
It's
really random.
Yeah, it's random.
I if it means to see more Figgins...
Yeah, I know, I'm happy.
That's I just love matters. Figgins.
So. I love Figgins, yeah. I like Roz. I don't mind her.
Yeah.
She's kind of cool.
I kind of wish we just got more Roz versus Sue, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, because, I don't know. But I do like Sue is officially, like, moving on from everything.
Yep.
All right, now, I got confused with this next part. With this next part is Quinn having a conversation with Sue.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to retire the uniform.
Yeah.
So I took that to mean that they were getting brand new Curios uniforms, and the next season they'd have different uniforms.
Yes.
I don't think that's what she meant. I think what she meant was like I'm retiring this particular uniform.
Oh, like retiring a number in baseball or something. Oh.
Which would make me sad. I was excited about them.
Yeah, I'm excited about new uniforms.
I don't think that's because she like hands her back this one thing. I don't. Also, are we to take it that Quinn was in the Curios when they did the Nationals thing, or did she just have that uniform?
I'm so confused.
I don't know. If she participated after being in a wheelchair, that'd be most ridiculous.
That's so upsetting. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But, I mean, she had the uniform, and I hope they get new uniforms. It'd be so nice.
Yeah, that would
just
be really
nice.
Just
a little revamp, you know?
Yeah, they should do that. Even Heroes revamped the uniform after one season.
I know, right?
And that's when Quinn was on Heroes.
What?
Did you know about that?
No.
Quinn was on the second season of Heroes as the bitchy cheerleader.
I'm going to go through my second season and look.
Yeah, she was, what's her name?
The one who's
Claire.
Competing against Claire.
Yeah, because Claire comes to a new school, and they have blue Curios uniform.
Yeah. Blue Curios.
And Quinn is the head of the
pictures. Oh, yeah. Okay, gotta see that.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, then we get the Puckerman A+, which I liked.
It was a return, like, Asian A.
Yeah, Asian F.
Yeah, Asian F, yeah.
That was funny.
Puckerman A+. All right,
so now we get into the graduation scene. What do you think of this graduation scene?
Weird as hell. First of all, our middle school put us on the stage.
Yeah.
And, like, we hardly fit on that thing. Like, that's the stupidest high school graduation ever.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense that they weren't in order.
Yeah. No, the non-alphabetical order. I was like, what the... What?
What is that?
It's like a level of importance to the show.
Yeah.
Like, Mike came first, Rachel came last.
I was so confused.
It was so weird. And, like, there were very few people in their grade...
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, the only people we know in the entire grade are in Glee Club.
It was so confusing.
Like, what?
And I don't know. I ordered my life, and I was confused.
I think we're supposed to see it as a fantasy sequence.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. But no,
so,
I want, like, a real graduation thing.
I mean, I kind of, like, they just kind of brushed past it, sort of. I didn't want them to have to do, like, valedictorian speeches. Like, like, Finn was, like,
Quinn
actually, would. I would have, like, kind of liked that. Quinn
could give a little speech,
yeah.
It'd be shortened because it's a TV show, but still, like, it'd be nice.
I did, like, so Glory Day. So, did I skip any songs?
Yeah.
What did I skip?
In My Life, Beatles.
Oh, yeah. That was the Finn track.
Finn.
Dedication.
And I like that one.
Actually, they did a good job.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now Glory.
I know, that was the people that are left over, so I'm glad that it was good.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so now Glory Dates. What do you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I was crying because it was a big emotional scene.
Yeah.
I just cried this whole episode. But at the same time, like, listening back, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's another, it just kind of fades into the background.
I kind of... like the idea of, I kind of like the idea of music being played behind the names of being called.
Yeah.
Because it makes it, like, much less boring.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be, like, much more interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, even if it was like nice classical music or something like traditional, it would still be nice and just like sitting there in silence.
Yeah, seriously.
Calling Daniel.
It's the worst. It's the worst thing.
Yeah.
All right. And then I want to point out Brittany looks awesome whenever she doesn't wear her cheerleader's uniform. She had that like a floral dress and like a cute hat.
Yeah.
She looked adorable.
She's adorable.
She's the best. I love her. She should quit the career.
It's nice when, like, well, it's because they've been wearing that uniform, like, the whole year.
Yeah.
That, the like, second you see them out of it, they shine because you're like, oh, there's something different, you know? Yeah.
But it was a great little dress, and she had the hat. I love it when she wears hats.
Yeah, I like that.
I love hats. All right, so now they get their acceptance slash decline letters after graduation.
Yeah, and also... Yeah, that's stupid, because I got accepted into college, like, in November, because I did the early whatever, but...
And even, like...
I would never open my letter in front of someone.
Well, also, do they even open letters anymore? Aren't there emails?
No.
Oh, I got emails.
You got an email?
Yeah.
That's so sad. I got folders.
Oh, really?
And the thing is, when you get a small envelope, that means you didn't get in, and you get a big envelope, and you didn't.
I got small envelopes.
It was dumb.
Yeah, Rachel's
but,
envelope was the same.
You know, some bigger schools will do that.
Yeah.
Like, bigger fancy schools like Yale or something would probably do that. So maybe NIADA would do something like that.
But the post-graduation thing.
I know.
What?
How do you...
Like the only way that would ever made sense is if they... I think they should have gotten, like, not the fourth, third, like, when you don't get in, but waitlisted. They should have been waitlisted.
Yep.
And then that's the only way you'd find
it after
graduation.
The only way after graduation. That's horrible.
That doesn't make any sense. And,
oh,
like,
man.
Finn, like, applied, like, in, like... What, like, Mark?
When he's opening his letter, I'm like, what is he doing? What is he here for? I'm so confused. Like, I missed that.
I don't even know whether he, like, actually wants to be an actor or not.
I know,
like,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Never heard of this thing before.
Okay, so then we don't get... After you find out that Kurt and Finn don't get in, first of all, Kurt should have gotten in. That was stupid.
Yeah, well.
He did a good job.
It works for the episode.
Yeah. What is Kurt's future? We don't get any resolution with Kurt at all.
I know.
Like, is Kurt staying in Lima?
I hope so. I love him.
Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
That was really weird that we didn't get anything from
and
him.
And also, guys, can I just tell, like, the world that's in high school right now and hasn't applied to college or anything yet? Do not apply to one school.
Yeah,
seriously. One school. I knew a girl who did that the year before us, and she's like, I'm getting into the school, I'm getting into the school. Guess who didn't get into that school? And guess who's going to, like, this crappy school she never wanted to go to because she had to apply, like, late and all that. No. You apply. I applied to two, but I'm a bad role model.
Yeah,
apply
but you also did early
five. I did, and I did early action, I think it is, and then I was ready to apply to, like, five more if I didn't get into
exactly.
my top choice. Don't wait, guys.
Yeah, that was
just, oh,
really
don't
dumb.
Do that.
Really, really
that's my lesson for the world today.
Yeah.
I always have a lesson to learn.
Alright.
So upset.
Alright, so now I have a question mark after this next point that I have here. And that's, I wrote down, are they, they're masking sexism with character growth. And this is...
You're a college student.
This is with Rachel. And, okay, so they're giving her whole, she's having her whole speech about how she's going to stay with them while the, well, that she'll defer while helping them to get back.
Yeah.
And first of all, I really think that at one point they were actually just gonna do that as the as like what they were gonna do.
Yeah.
That like seems like an idea they might have had.
I know. Yeah.
But their whole thing is like, oh, but I've grown as a person over these last 4 years, and I know that like it's not just about getting ahead; it's about the people in my life. So I'm gonna stay behind for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's terrible. I feel like she should not be staying behind for her dumb boyfriend.
I know.
That she should be pushing ahead and that she should be doing her own thing. And then they have this whole thing where instead of like having it be a discussion between Finn and Rachel where they decide this is the best course of action, they have Finn come and save her from herself and from her love. And she goes, I'll follow you anywhere. I'll give up on my dreams for you.
Yeah.
And... Finn's this hero.
Yep.
Despite the fact that he's not being selfless like everybody's saying, because he's doing it for his father, because he wants to go to the army for his father. It has nothing to do with Rachel.
But I'm happy, because going to the military is a big thing.
Yeah.
And I can't belittle it at all.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe he is going for his father, but I would hope that there are other reasons behind that.
Well,
if he's a real person. You know?
Yeah. No,
he wouldn't
I'm,
go for it just for his father.
Look, I'm not my point is, he's not being selfless to Rachel. Everybody's saying he's being selfless with Rachel.
Yeah, no.
By going. He's going for himself.
Mm-hmm. Or his country.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going for his country. I'm sorry. He's going for his dad. But the point is, like, okay, that's a fine story. I like the idea of him feeling like, this is what I have to do for my dad, for myself. This is what I think will be right.
And but it's not about Rachel.
It probably is the right decision for him, too. But it's not, like, everybody's like, he's a great boyfriend, he's a hero, blah, 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 blah.
I didn't see that at all.
Like, I don't know.
I saw that as, like, it's something he has to do, and he knows that she has to do this.
Yeah. I mean, it was the right choice.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I hated him becoming the hero and her being this, like, crying, sniveling, like.
I know. I mean, didn't see it as a hero, but, like, I guess, I just didn't see Finn at all after, when she got to New York.
Yeah.
I just forgot about Finn.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'll give them, I'm happy this happened. Despite the way it happened, I'm happy they're broken up. I'm happy they're doing their own thing. I love the idea of seeing Rachel in New York without Finn. That's awesome.
Yep.
And I thought Lea Michele's acting was fantastic here. And I thought Cory Monteith was pretty good, too. Yep. I thought, I mean, Lea blew me away, honestly. I thought she
really... Yeah, that was great.
I also thought it was kind of weird that they're like, oh, like, everybody lines up for her.
Yeah.
She's not even going away for good. She's going to, like, check out the dorm. She's going to come back, like, the next day.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. And she goes on a train, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
From Ohio, New York.
Get a plane. Get a plane.
You just have $1,000 that your boyfriend won gambling, so. Yeah.
Her outfit when she gets to New York is adorable, though.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything about outfits yet.
Okay, so two more things.
Mm-hmm.
One, they're not actually going to show Finn in the army, right?
Oh, please
don't. I really don't think they're going to.
I know.
My dad's like, they could have him, like, sing in the army band.
Yeah. Maybe that's his job morale. In the army, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that would really, like, help with his dad's history or whatever. But, no, right? But no, they're not going to, like, cut to scenes in the army.
Well, yeah, they could.
I don't think they're going to. Like, you're going to show him in combat or anything?
No,
like,
not combat. Oh, unless it's a war going on.
I mean, there's a war going on, like...
kind of war.
Yeah,
going on.
Yeah, it's a weird war.
Yeah. But not two wars, apparently. One day I looked on Wikipedia, I'm like, wait, we're not at war? And I'm going into this in my PG. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to... I think they're just going to have him,
I think he's going to fail in the training.
Oh, yeah, he could.
I mean, okay, but think about this. Like, this is what I don't understand. If he's still a main character, like, showing him the army is a... They'd have to tons of new sets, new characters.
You know what
they
can do is just put him in uniform and have him come back for his 2-week leave, you know?
Yeah, but like...
Like, he can just show up sometimes, being
so
like...
So is he going to become a really side character? Because I just get the feeling they're just setting up this massive, like, love, Nicholas Sparks, like, epic romance thing of them coming back together.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
that. In order for that to happen, he has to come by often, right?
Yeah, and maybe he's stationed, like, nearby in, like, the...
He's in Georgia.
Oh. Ohio. I was going to say, like, the Ohio station.
No. Yeah. It's in Georgia.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I don't really know.
Is he going to show him in the army?
I don't think he's going to the army. I think something's going to happen.
Yeah, I think maybe he'll, fail.
I don't, that's
how?
Weird.
What is he going to fail in?
I don't know.
He's a football player. He can do it.
I don't know.
I'm excited to find out, though.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, in general, like, I had a lot of questions leaving here, but, you know, I'm interested in what's going to happen. It's going to be so different next season, I'm interested. I mean, it's a lot more interesting than, like, season 2 to season 3, where it's just more of the same. It's like, I'm sort of pessimistic, but I am intrigued.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about the songs? Do we have any more songs?
Oh, we have one more. Roots Before Branches, which is very nice.
It was very well done, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very well
done. I like
the
song now.
Yeah, it was good. All right, so now we have some email stuff. Do you want to finish this Amanda email?
Yeah, I can. All right. What was that? Okay, I found it.
Okay.
Now let's get real now. The ending.
It's not a long podcast.
The ending, which has been in the water cooler talk on the internet and the like. I have to find where I am. Okay, got it.
Okay.
I have some insight as to the more positive view on the ending. As heartbreaking as it was, because there's no question about it, it was heartbreaking. It had to be that way. It just had to be. Just like sometimes you have to cut off the stem of a plant or cut off hair to make it grow, that's what they did. Ryan Murphy and company had to do to make season 4 grow. Rachel and Finn is the stem of Glee. I would have liked anything other than having Finn join the army. I was not a fan of that, but I truly believe they are soulmates and will find their way back to each other. I'm a believer of happy endings. With that said, I'm pretty satisfied with the ending, and have high hopes for season 4, and hopefully beyond. I know some may hate or even despise the ending, and yeah, they could have gone the easy way and had Rachel and Finn together, getting married and all, but where would that have left season 4?
Where would that have left us for season 4?
Yeah. And quite honestly, if Finn and Rachel would have gotten married, she would have not gone to New York. She would have made every excuse not to go. Don't get me wrong, I adore Finn and Rachel together, but I just like a boomerang. They will come back to each other. As I've said before, these characters are Ryan Murphy and company's characters. We are just here to watch their stories be told and unfold before us. And as a viewer, all you can do is hopefully enjoy the complexities and weather the ups and downs right along the characters. Let's see. Well, thank you for reading my observations about the finale. Thank you for an amazing podcast. Looking forward to your Glee Project podcast. Take care. Oh, and one more thing. You guys talk about new TV shows. I'm so excited for Dallas to come out on TNT in June. It's going to be awesome. Sincerely, Amanda.
Do you know anything about Dallas?
No. I've seen the commercial, but I didn't really pay attention.
Like, I know it was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah.
But I was too...
Yeah, it wasn't my thing.
Were we even alive? I don't think we were alive.
Is that... No. Is it Texas Ranger? Is it Dallas, Texas Ranger?
Is that the one with
Chuck Norris?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It was like a big mystery thing, I think. It was a big deal. If anything, seeing the commercials just make me want to go back and watch that show, because I know it's such an iconic show.
I'm looking it up right
now. Okay, but what did you think? I mean, I agree it was heartbreaking, but it clearly was. They couldn't just have them get married in season 3. There'd be nothing more to tell at that point.
So yeah.
They really had to do this. So, you know, it was the right move.
Yeah.
All right, now we have a Marissa email. And I will read it.
Cool. I'm looking up Dallas.
Okay, so Marissa is saying, okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm jumping right into my review. Boom, A++. I don't give a damn if this episode was flawed in some respects. I loved it, and it loved me, and now we are raising a family together. I hope that gave you guys a weird mental image. I haven't cried this hard at a Glee since who knows when. I'm rewatching the episode as I write this, so I might be a little bit all over the place, and because this is going to be 50% review and 50% Glee reflection, it's honestly going to be all over the place. I've been with Glee since the very beginning, and this whole episode I felt very nostalgic. As soon as I saw the original Glee members sing the song from Guys and Dolls, that's where it's from, right? Yeah, I believe singing Rockin' the Boat is Guys and Dolls.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Intercut with the season 1 performances, I was like, they've all come so far. I realized how much I missed Kurt's Bambi face, Rachel's original haircut, and New Directions' old sucky dancing. Mm-hmm. And when Artie didn't crash in the end of the song, I was just beaming. Mm-hmm. It was weird to think that before Finn came along, Artie was supposed to be the male vocal lead of the Glee Club. I guess Blaine will be now, right?
Yeah.
One thing I don't like about the episode was that Will's lesson for the week was goodbye, and he said it was going to be easy. Is he on crack? Maybe it's because I'm an emotional wuss, and I think that seeing some of my friends over the summer vacation is a tragedy. Not seeing some of my friends over the summer vacation is a tragedy. But graduation is a big deal, and from what I've seen and heard, not easy. And he's on crack because he didn't rap, just saying. I very much didn't like his voice during the song to the Glee Club. It was weird. He should have sang that Coldplay song he was supposed to sing in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. The best thing was... the best thing Will has done this entire season was tell Finn how he tricked him into joining Glee. Mid-season 2, I was consistently wondering if Will would ever admit to Finn what he did with the pot. It was one of my favorite Glee moments ever. I loved how that little parchment... Wait. Little parchment thing Will had. Oh, I don't even know what she's talking about here.
Oh, on his wall?
Okay, she goes, I loved how that little parchment thing Will had in his wall back in season 1 that had priority number 1, help the kids, written on it.
Yeah.
From the blackmail scene was still up.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, in this episode at least, if you look, like, the camera pans over to his bulletin board,
yeah,
and it's just like, help the kids while he's talking about, like, sneaking pot into the kids. It was just cute, yeah.
I thought Finn would react differently, though, sort of like, I might have never been in Glee Club, .. Because if Finn hadn't joined Glee Club and just stuck with football, he would have no clue what he'd be doing with his life. Reason being, I believe no matter what Cooter as a football scout would have, I believe no matter what, Cooter as a football scout wouldn't have given Finn a college scholarship either way. So without Glee Club, he might not have thought of taking performing as a serious profession.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kurt so much in this episode. His opening voiceover was so cute, and it sort of speaks to how Chris Colfer has done for the gay community as well. I loved what he said to the men of Glee before he sang his song. It's actually interesting how much he didn't get from some of the guys. Even in my theater school, gays get slightly picked on, and even though I strongly do not approve of bullying for any reason, I now find it a bit unrealistic how there was never any uncomfortable gay Glee Club member conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I agree completely there.
Yep.
But whatever. And Bert's dance was so great. He was imperfect, and he was goofily singing along. So adorable. And his mini-speech to Kurt before was rather nice. My brother even liked it, and Kurt ruined the notebook for me. He spoiled the ending. But I guess if I hadn't seen it by now, I might never. So whatever.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. For the Niata and the Actors Studio letters thing, as soon as Rachel said, "I want us all to open our letters together," I thought it was going to be a very sitcom-y situation where they'd all be compromised and not be able to open their letters all at once. Like Finn stuck in the traffic jam, Rachel's in school waiting, and Kurt trapped in an elevator or something, all with their letters. For Finn's audition, I wished we'd seen his dramatic monologue. I was so upset during that opening letter scene. I was so proud of Rachel and miffed by her, and that's solely because I think she was given too easily of a shot of getting into NIADA, with getting Whoopi to see her in Chicago and stuff. No lie, I was punching my couch. I feel bad for my couch. My family's had it since I moved here from Germany, and it's gone through so many of my excited Glee reactions.
Germany?
Yeah. I actually don't think I realized she was from Germany.
How do we get? I know German. That's so exciting.
Alright, and I'm so happy that Kurt and Finn know their lives aren't ending. We don't know. Maybe Kurt thinks his life is ending. Maybe Kurt committed suicide right in this episode. We had no idea.
Ich weiß nicht.
The underclassmen singing to the seniors was so nice. They just started tearing up at that point. he writes this humongous for Barry thing. For Barry, that is all. Quinn is so cute in this episode. I loved her hair and clothes and her smile. But aren't Quinn and Joke dating? Why did she kiss Buck? I understand it was intended to be a confidence boost, so I wouldn't care that much. And I love that Sue is retiring Quinn's uniform. With graduation, I'm glad it wasn't dragged out and there wasn't a valedictorian speech with all the cliches like, "This is the best time of our lives, we'll all stay together forever." It was sweet and cute, and what I didn't like about it was that the Glee kids were last, all together, not in alphabetical order, and it was obvious they were lip-syncing. Oh, there was one other song where it was really... Okay, Get What You Give, there's this one part where Santana, like, walks over to Britney, and it's, like, the most obvious lip-syncing I've ever seen in my life. It was really weird. Gloria Estefan is a BAMF. And Finchel, I have spent the past how many years and seasons watching this show. I have sat through Run Joey Run, Madonna Week, original songs, and every Journey song known to man. I've watched many relationships blossom and die in this show, and Finchel for me in this episode had a slow and painful death. Looking back, it's heart-wrenching to see them break up. Never in a million years in her sophomore year did she think that she'd be Finn Hudson's girlfriend, let alone be engaged to him. And they just end in this episode. I was a sobbing mess. I wasn't even always a Finchel shipper. She was a Furt shipper. But I always understood the importance of their relationship. And watching him set her free was like trying to swallow an extra large pill. And the whole him loving her so much that he's breaking up with her situation normally makes me roll my eyes. But it's different with Finchel. I absolutely feel his words, and it's weird to think that someday when Rachel Berry is a big Broadway star accepting her Tony Award, possibly married or having a boyfriend, will she even think of Finn? You never do forget your first love. Gosh, I'm about to cry again watching this episode on Tuesday. Blah, 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 blah. This is just random stuff. I'm missing stuff. Lea Michele's acting was amazing, and she was so vulnerable, and she was breathtaking. I don't like how every Glee Club member was at the train station, though. Sugar, Damien, and Joe? Seriously. I'd even go as far as to say that about Blaine. As soon as Rachel started to sing at the end, I remembered her first song on the show On My Own and from Les Mis, and how instantly jealous of her voice I was. as a young Rachel Berry wannabe. Okay, now here are some overall problems I had with the season 3. What happened to Brittany's parents? Oh yeah, they were cast and nobody ever did anything with them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The fictional marriage plot was just bad. Clayne wasn't as exciting as it could have been, minus Blaine transforming. Blaine transferring to the school and yep. and the first okay. time. Brittany in general was a letdown. Quinn's age fluctuated twice during the season. They say hold on to 16. Is that what they did there? Yeah, she's. That is weird. I forgot about that, but. And despite my hating on certain things, I still give Goodbye an A++. And the section below is my extra Glee and non-Glee stuff. Jeez, this is really long. John predicted Quinn's car accident. Okay, I don't remember that, but yeah. I believe you. Well, he said someone would be hit by a bus, so yeah, I give him credit. Oh, and I've wanted to say this since my first Earl Intensely email. All the Spanish posters in Will's Spanish Room of Wonders, my Spanish teacher has in their Spanish room as well.
Yeah, that's weird.
Y'all are so awesome for liking the Avengers. I didn't go to see it as much as Dylan, sadly. And I didn't dress up. Epicness points for that, Dylan. But each time I wore my Captain America shirt.
Good.
I did too, actually. Well, not each time, the first time. Speaking of amazing movies, you could all go see The Newsies. Okay, some other stuff that we've just gone on so long that I'm just gonna stop. yeah, alright. So I think that's everything.
You know, everything we've talked about today, though,
yeah,
it feels like it is the end.
It does, doesn't it?
It's so weird.
It feels like this is like a last podcast.
But I guess, I mean, even, I know, so weird. I mean, I just watched, I have to give a shout out.
Okay.
Because I just watched the last episode of House, finally.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 8 years, almost, yeah. of that show. And that's, I mean, that's even worse. It's, yeah. like, forever ago. But, yeah, I just feel like all this wrapping up and everything yeah. feels done.
You're just gonna die now.
So. I know. No, I'm not ready. I have more Glee to watch, Dan. But, yeah.
I mean, I guess it sort of makes sense, because they are closing a chapter of the show, and it will never be the same after yeah. this.
Yep.
So, I am excited, because it needed a revamp. It needed mm-hmm. something new. I'm just really worried. They have so many characters.
I know.
They need 5 new characters.
Yeah, in Glee what are they
Club
gonna do?
To make a full Glee Club.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense. And I heard a little spoiler thing. I'm gonna say a spoilery
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Spoiler warning.
Spoiler.
It's not a big spoiler. Well, it's kind of. I heard Will isn't getting married.
Spoiler. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And they're like,
I was really hoping you were going to say Will wasn't going to come back.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That'd be even better.
I actually kind of think that maybe that should have happened. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have just replaced him with Zach from the Glee Project.
Zach
the dancer guy.
I heard that wrong.
Yeah.
I like Zach the dancer yeah. guy. He's my favorite.
You excited for Glee Project?
I'm excited.
Speaking of which... we have a new podcast feed up there. It's called the Glee Project Podcast. It has all our old Glee Project things reposted there. And after, I'm going to post the individuality episode I'll post on the Oral Intensity feed, but after that I'm going to post everything on the Glee Project Podcast thing. I just figured we should do one more just so people can, like, see it and yeah. hear that we're going to. But yeah, so that's going to happen. So, you know, please send us emails. Please rate that so that it can go up a little bit so more people can see it. You know, we're going to be doing Glee Project this summer. If you have anything else you want us to talk about, we're still really behind, well, not really behind the Smash, but we're behind because we haven't done the finale, and it's been like 3 weeks now. And that's because we're waiting for a time when both Taylor and Clara are free.
And they're doing finals.
Yeah. So, whenever we do that, after we do that, I do want to still do the crossover podcast and talk about the seasons as a whole in that episode. And talk about, like, you know, top performances, worst performances, like, best surprises, worst mm-hmm. storylines that didn't go anywhere, stuff like that. So if you have, like, we'll probably come up with, like, a list of things we want to talk about, so I'll probably give you that at some point in the future. If you want to email us, that's oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to check out our blog, it's oralintensitypodcast.blogspot.com. The Glee Project Podcast is theglieprojectpodcast@blogspot.com. Rate us on iTunes, please. Review us on iTunes, please. Pretty please. Please do the Glee Project Podcast reviews, because we really do need that to, like, get noticed. Am I forgetting it? Twitter. if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @dwhite685. I will blog about the shows and stuff. I'll tweet about them.
Tweet them.
There's nothing to live tweet anymore because I don't have oxygen, but I will tweet about Glee Project while I'm watching it. And yeah, that's pretty much everything.
That's it?
I think. Okay. This is perhaps our longest podcast
in a while.
I think it might be our longest podcast ever.
Ever?
I think. Wow. Well, there are a couple of ones we split into two episodes.
Yeah, it's true.
I think this is the longest single.
Sorry, guys.
Because we're not going to split this in half.
Hope you had an hour and a half to spare.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they start, they can see how long it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you for listening. And, I mean, aside from the Glee Project podcast, I guess we'll see you in... Well, no, we're doing the crossover one. So, we're not going to see you in the fall yet. We're going to see you in the summer. All right. So, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tschüss.
Juice?
Juice. It's German.
Okay. Goodbye. So many things to do and say, but I can't seem to find the way. For something else, but first I gotta find myself, but I don't know how. Oh, why do I reach for the stars when I don't have a Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Ola...
We're ready, we can do this.
Serious podcast.
Serious?
I love whenever I say serious podcast, you just die.
It's such a serious podcast. I like those times where we get, like, really into it, and we actually are serious.
Yeah, very
serious. Creeps me out a little bit.
Very serious.
Why so serious?
Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Oral Why can't I say oral today? Intensity. A Glee podcast. Dan.
No, you were starting again.
Wait, we started again?
Yes.
I thought that was kind of funny. Okay. Hello, and welcome to episode 4. Why can't I talk today? I'm going to put these at the end of the podcast. Yeah. Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Oral... I can't say oral!
This should all go at the end. Yeah. Just like the oral part.
Yes. All right.
Okay, ready?
Oral.
Serious.
Hello, and welcome to episode 44 or... What? You're messing with my head.
I'm just sitting here very low because my seat's small. All
right. Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Oral Intensity. I didn't even say it that bad that time.
I'm scared. Give me a minute.
Oh my god.
You're killing me.
Oral Intensity.
Oral Intensity.
Remember the time where I was like, welcome to Oral Intensity, mate?
Yeah. Oh, she put a different accent on every time. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
You can do it. Yeah. See you alive.
Are you okay? Are you good?
No,
it's not. Okay. I'm gonna go anyway.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Oral Intensity. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dylan.
And today we're talking. Wait, I didn't say Glee Podcast.
No. Try it again.
All right.